Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. A fly pollination test site's been established in Mount Gambier to test flies' effectiveness in crop pollination for vegetable seed crops. It's one of a number of sites established as part of a $5.7 million research effort, a local site having great findings with drone flies, blowflies and musket flies. Hort Innovations Ashley Dunnick says they're looking at hairy fly species that have no trouble attaching pollen to their bodies, alongside energetic species that aren't limiting their movement to one area.
It's all about testing, and once we find candidate species, we kind of delve down and see, well, can they be mass reared? Is it easy? Can farmers do it? Or do we need a commercial partner? So we're trying to make sure that we come out with some results that farmers can really use straight away.
Barker's show societies are being encouraged to apply for a Commonwealth Regional Agricultural Show Development Grant. The $20 million Ag Shows program can help show societies upgrade, maintain, buy or build new showground infrastructure and attractions. Eligible local show societies and state and territory ag show peak bodies can receive grants of up to $500,000. The Australian Energy Regulator's draft determination is that the average southeast household will save $63 a year based on SA Power Network charges. In 2020, small businesses could also save $283 in network distribution charges. Energy Minister Dan Van Hulst-Pelican says this draft determination shows our state's heading in the right direction when it comes to the price of electricity. And Southeast listeners are reminded of the importance of striking a balance between online and offline activities. Headspace surveys of young people reveal nearly two-thirds believed the mental health of young Australians is getting worse. Headspace CEO Jason Trefoen says pressures are often compounded in regional areas.
Yeah, to find those tips for a healthy headspace, it's headspace.org.au, and from there you'll find tips such as the benefits of eating well, sleeping, activity and those connections with family and friends.
Mount Gambier City Council's considering whether to allow the Mount Gambier Gift Carnival to return to town this year. It's been on hiatus for 8 years but could return on December 7 if Council approves a request by the South Australian Athletic League. A recommendation was made by Council for last night's committee to endorse sponsorship for the gift to the value of $7,500 cash and $1,000 in kind.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.